Oh, hi there. I just want to say thanks for all the support you showed me for the How to Pair Pants the Right Way cover reveal last week. Today, I'm revealing the answers to the True Truths and a Lie poll and sharing my super embarrassing pee pants story. All right. That time I peed my pants is one of the most kid table vibes there is. And last week, I told you all about my debut cover and outlined the process of making it. I added a link to the newsletter just in case you missed that. And we played Two Truths and a Lie. Do you want to see how you did? Here are the options. Number one, Birdie the Bird's glasses were based on the glasses I wore as a kid. Number two, I peed my pants in the middle of class in first grade. Number three, after I peed my pants, I had to wait in the office for my mom to bring me clean clothes, and before I could sit down, the office lady bubble wrapped the chair. 87% of those who voted thought it was number one, the glasses, and 13% thought it was number three, the bubble wrapped chair. Let's see if anyone got it right. True, Birdie the Bird's glasses were based on the glasses I wore as a kid. I included a picture in the newsletter of me as a kid, and you'll see my giant glasses on my small face. And I included the cover again for comparison. Looks pretty similar. The crazy thing is, this was completely subconscious. I had no idea I was adding glasses to characters because I wore glasses as a kid. Like, I hadn't made that connection. Only after a critique partner said, when she saw my kid photo, oh, now I understand why you put glasses on your characters. And then I saw it. It was one of those moments when a dear friend understood me more than I understood myself. Okay, let's go to the second one. I pee my pants in the middle of class in first grade. That is false. I will tell you where I actually pee my pants in just a second after we talk about the third one. It is true, I actually had to wait while the office lady bubble wrapped the chair before I could sit down. So, now I'm going to tell you the super embarrassing pee my pants story to set the record straight. Imagine this moment. It was in first grade, and I was an expert bladder controller. Basically, I had the equivalent expertise of air traffic controllers, but with controlling my bladder. This was because I was terrified that if I went to the bathroom during lunch, I wouldn't be able to find my friends since the playground was so big. So I would hold it and hold it. Let's just say I was very good at holding it. Okay, this is story is being interrupted by psychologist Rachel, who's coming in to analyze things in the middle of the story because I can't shut my brain off. Did you catch the glaring abandonment issues here? Yes, they would take years of therapy to unravel, but I wanted to come in and ease your mind that now Rachel can successfully walk through a playground alone, though she doesn't do it often, just in case it looks creepy. Okay, let's continue back to the story. Even the best bladder traffic controllers are human. Unfortunately, my moment arrived during recess when I was standing in a circle of friends. It was basically set up like a Shakespeare play at the Globe Theater. Every seat in the house had a great view to the show, and the show was me. I still remember the moment the dam broke. I audibly said, "Uh-oh," like I was in slow motion, emphasizing each syllable so that those who might have been looking at the sky or observing a bird on a tree wouldn't miss the big event. I remember mouths dropping open. I remember the sound of the whistle to line up after recess. I remember being afraid everyone would see as I lined up. Somehow, I had the sense to sneak away to the front office to call my mom. Because she worked full time, I needed to wait for some clean clothes. Unfortunately, I didn't have any of the amazing options I included in my book, which you'll see in the newsletter, an illustration of that. As I started sitting down on the office chair, I heard, "No, stop." It felt like a gust of winter wind had frozen my wet pants into place. I watched in shame as the office lady pulled out a large roll of bubble wrap. She wrapped the chair many times, secured it with tape, and then said, "Now you can sit." All right, that's it. That's the end of the story. I'm just going to leave you there with those emotions. Now we're being interrupted again by psychologist Rachel. Hi, this is psychologist Rachel interrupting yet again to say that Rachel does not really like things left unresolved, often to a fault, so she would never leave you hanging, as the kids say. Ugh, get out of here, psychologist Rachel. But yeah, she's right. It took a long time for me to be able to talk about that experience with people, until I had a sleepover with a bunch of friends years later, and one girl laughed so hard she peed her pants. Soon all of us were telling our pee pant stories and laughing with each other. With every laugh, the shame melted away. Fast forward to a few years ago when I had an epiphany. Maybe I could channel that laugh with ourselves energy into a story inspired by my own embarrassing moment. Maybe I could turn something sad into something funny. Maybe I could write the book I wish I had when I peed my pants. How to Pee Your Pants the Right Way is that book. I hope it brings that laugh with ourselves energy into your home. I hope it dissipates the shame. I hope it reminds you that you are never alone as you think. If you or someone you know would like some laugh with ourselves energy, my book is available for pre-order now. Anyway, thanks for sitting with me at the kid table today. Until next time, I'll save you a seat right by me. Your potty dancing her way through life friend, me. Bye!